Beefo and Gabby, food dudes.
There's been a whole schmozzle when it comes to an Arnott's Bicky that I received. So we did a cream biscuit poll as to the favourite. Mine was the orange slice, which is controversial. And I received by the lovely Tammy, a listener, a packet of orange slice Bickies. When I opened them, one of them was manufactured wrong. The Bicky was the wrong way in the Bicky sandwich.
I've never seen this before. It was quite the shock horror moment to see the pattern on the inside rubbing up against the cream.
Yes.
And the smoothness of the outside.
Yeah. Ruined my day. It was not on. I wrote a letter to Arnott's, a very passionate letter about how upset I was. I received an apology. However, we want to get to the bottom of this, and we do have Tim Morgan, Arnott's supply chain manager, on with us right now to explain to us how this could happen. How are you, Tim?
I'm good, Gabby. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining. Firstly, thank you for what you do.
Yes.
Because, my God, what would morning tea be without an Arnott's cream assorted biscuit, mate?
Right.
Yeah, could you imagine having that every day in a biscuit factory? Oh, the choices.
I'd just be putting my... I'd be like Barney in The Simpsons, who puts his head under the beer tap. I'd just be at the end.
Oh, of the conveyor belt.
The conveyor belt with the biscuits going straight in. Before we get into it, this has been a big sort of source of contention on the show. Do you have a personal favourite Arnott's cream biscuit, Tim?
Oh, you can't go past the shortbread cream.
Yeah, that was a big
one. Sometimes Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo's pretty good.
They were the top two.
Talk us through the orange slice. Why is it so, I don't know, underrated? It's always at the bottom of the pack when it comes to the favourites. What's the go?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you didn't realise, but we actually make 41 million orange slices every year.
Wow.
So they are pretty popular.
There's people out there like yourself, Gabby, that really do love the orange slice.
That's nearly enough for two for every Australian. Or Gabby's monthly supply.
So talk us through, Tim, how this could have happened. How one of the Bickies in my orange slice was turned the wrong way and the pattern was on the inside.
Yeah, it looks like you've got a rogue one. What happens is as the biscuits come out of the oven, they're slightly cool, and then they go down like a slippery dip. And on the way down the slippery dip, half of the biscuits are turned, and we have a rail that goes halfway down, and some of those biscuits get turned on the other side, and they become the bottom biscuit.
Yeah.
And the others remain up the right way, and they become the top biscuit.
Oh,
and what's
I see.
Happened is one rogue guy, he went down, and he didn't actually get flipped over correctly. And We do take it seriously. So we've had a look at it to check it out and make sure everything's as it should be. And it does look like you got one that didn't quite
just one
it.
Rogue biscuit. It's like in Happy Gilmore when the ball won't go home. Yeah. It's your home. You're supposed to, you know, it's turn. You're supposed to turn, you know.
I love that you sent the engineers in to make sure that it was only one rogue guy, though.
Oh, we take every complaint pretty seriously. So when they come in, we sit down and we go out and we investigate, just make sure that there's not something that we're missing.
That's fantastic.
And particularly Gabby. I mean, your letter was well written, and we certainly shared it with the team to make sure that we were doing all the right things.
It went up the chain.
give us a little bit more orange slice love. Like, how long is this bad boy? Mm. Like, 41 made annually. That's 41 million made annually. That's crazy. Like, how long has it been around for? Is it an old biscuit?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I had to do a little bit of research myself just to find out.
Yeah.
And it's actually 100 years this year, 1922.
Wow.
100 years. So thank you for bringing it up onto the radio, because we're celebrating Orange Slice this year.
Happy century,
that's
Orange
exciting.
Slice.
Well, I've got one more for you just on the scale. The oven's 70 metres long that we make it in, and we make 3,000 biscuits a minute, and it runs for 24 hours once a month.
3,000 biscuits a minute, Cliffo. If you had your mouth under that conveyor belt, how many are you going to catch?
Oh, 2,999. There'd be one rogue one that doesn't flip or something, you know? Tim Morgan, the Arnott's supply chain manager. It's been a lot of fun. Tim, thank you so much for your explanation as to how this occurred. Big love and thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.